This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. I got the news, all right. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, we have the hospital safety grade ratings. Remember every year Leapfrog tells us which hospitals stink and which don't? I guess that came out. I think it came out last night. Apparently hospitals get grades A, B, C, D, and F. This may not be good for some of you depending on where you live. This is really interesting. I like looking at this kind of stuff. Not that we can do anything about it. I mean, I'm not going to move. If my state doesn't appear to have a good rating, I mean, I'm not going to move. I got a job, right? I got a studio. My kids go to school here. I may go to a different state, but this is kind of some interesting stuff. So Leapfrog Group announced their Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grades. It's biannual grading. Oh, did they do that last? I don't remember this in the fall. Anyway. And they assigned an A, B, C, D, F letter grades to general acute care hospitals in the U.S. And it is the only rating in the nation focused entirely on errors, accidents, injuries, and infections that collectively are the third leading cause of death in the United States. Now, I disagree with that. I sincerely doubt that the third highest reason for people dying is because of what happens at a hospital. You may go to a hospital because you're sick and eventually die. That may happen. You may have a heart attack. You may have a stroke. You may have pneumonia. You may have cancer. So I beg to differ that actually, the third most common cause of death is a nurse giving you the wrong medication. I don't think that happens that often. It may happen. Mistakes happen. Accidents happen. But the third leading cause of death, really? Okay. Number one is heart attack. Then, depending on your age group, it may not be heart attack. For younger people, it's accidents, like car accidents, things like that. Now we may even start to see opioid overdoses. So there's a whole variety of reasons that people die. Suicide. So you're telling me less people commit suicide than people die at the hands of a staff person at a hospital? I don't agree with that. But anyway. They say, quote, the national numbers on death and harm in hospitals have alarmed us for decades. What we see in the new round of safety grades are signs that many hospitals making significant improvements in their patient safety record. They say 5A hospitals receiving this grade for the first time this spring had an F grade in the past. So they turned it around. And that's one thing that I like about these, because sometimes some companies will turn it around. So even though I may disagree with some of their stats, I like the idea that they're doing it in a way. All right, and I got some caveats as well. But let's just say, come up with what they have. They say 46 hospitals have achieved an A for the first time since Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade started this 6 years ago. 89 hospitals received an A, who at one point had a D or an F. And we have continued strong performance in Rhode Island, Hawaii, Wisconsin, and Idaho. Idaho, they say, had once ranked near the bottom, but now rank the top 10. They said Maryland has improved. Washington, D.C. metro area has improved. They said Maryland, which received safety grades for the first time in the fall of 2017, moved out from the bottom five. Has 3A hospitals, Howard County General Hospital, Northwest Hospital, and Johns Hopkins.
Washington, D.C. also saw its first A hospital, Sibley Memorial Hospital. That's pretty cool. They say of the approximate 2,500 hospitals graded, 30% got an A. So look, the 2,500 hospitals, 28% got a B, 35% got a C, 6% got a D, and 1% of hospitals got an F. Hospitals with F grades were located in California, D.C., Florida, Iowa, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Mississippi, New Jersey, and New York. The five states with the highest A hospitals were Hawaii, Idaho, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Virginia. There were no A hospitals in Alaska, Delaware, and North Dakota. And 49 hospitals nationwide have received an A in every grading since the launch of the safety grade. I'd like to know what those hospitals are. My guess is they're the real fancy, expensive ones. So this year, who ranked first? Hawaii. Then came Idaho. Then came Rhode Island. Hawaii bumped out Rhode Island, who was first in the fall. Massachusetts got into the top five in Virginia. Then came Colorado, Maine, Ohio, North Carolina, Wisconsin, rounding out the top ten. Then came Oregon, Utah, Missouri, Texas, Illinois. Then came South Carolina, New Jersey, New Mexico, Minnesota, Tennessee. Actually, they say New Mexico and Minnesota tied at 18. So pretty good, Minnesota. Then came Indiana, Pennsylvania, Florida, Michigan, California. So California came in right at 25. Then Mississippi, Kansas, Louisiana, Arizona, Montana. South Dakota, Washington, Washington State, New Hampshire, Kentucky, Georgia. Vermont, Wyoming, Oklahoma, Iowa, and Nevada. Ooh, Nevada made the top 40. Yay! Go Nevada. I love Nevada hospitals. They've saved so many lives. I don't know what they're talking about with these ratings. The District of Columbia, Alabama, Nebraska, Arkansas, West Virginia, and the final five, well, there was a tie. So we got six here. We got Connecticut, Maryland, New York, Alaska, Delaware, and North Dakota. So not good. All right. So what does that mean? Well, we need to have some, what's the word for it? Ownership, okay, of some of these numbers. The only problem is when we advertise it like this, we talk about it on air, you wonder if we're really going to get the true story. If somebody does fall in Ward 2, is that going to make the grade? Is that going to be documented somewhere? You know, one thing that they say is a lot of these hospital errors are underreported. Well, yeah, if you're going to be blasting it all over the news saying their hospital sucks, I don't really see how a lot of people are going to be wanting to advertise it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Yes, I am a singer. Thank you all for tuning in and listening to my singing. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. At least I'm thanking you guys. Big thanks to Manny who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I haven't seen a video of this yet, guys. Have you? Apparently ants have been found to explode, sacrificing itself for the colony. This came out a couple days ago. Ants are a fascinating species. Okay, and I know I'm supposed to talk to you guys about prostates and cholesterol, but I'd rather talk about ants right now. This is some cool stuff. Got a couple stories on ants. But we're told that a freshly discovered species, Colobopsis explodens. That's their name. The genus is Colobopsis, and like do like bop type of thing, and explodens is the species name, has been observed in the rainforests of Southeast Asia,
and they make the ultimate sacrifice, blowing their bodies apart in an attempt to stop predators. I have got to see a video of this. I don't know where the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is. I think they're still in bed. I really don't know what they're doing. So I'll have to look it up later. But they say our knowledge of exploding ants can be traced back to more than a century ago, with various species recorded in literature back in the 1900s. But mystery has surrounded their existence for decades, with no new species discovered since 1935. Then, all of a sudden, there was a research team made of entomologists, botanists, microbiologists, and chemists from Austria, Thailand, and Borneo, and they ventured into the forests of Southeast Asia throughout these month-long trips from 2014 to 2016, and they got some fresh evidence. And they saw the Colobopsis explodens blow up in action at multiple nesting sites, ranging from the forest floor to the canopy. And the team found that when these ants are threatened by a predator, the miner workers will start tearing their bodies apart. Now, it results in immediate death, but when they rupture their body wall, a toxic sticky liquid from their glands will kill the enemy or fend off other enemies coming to the colony. They say other members of the colony were also seen exhibiting peculiar behavior. Where the minor workers blow themselves apart, it appears the major workers' responsibility is to use their larger plug-shaped heads as barricades to keep their intruders out of the nest. So I guess back in 1935, they found these types of, I guess, you know, ants that explode. But now, this Colobopsis explodens has been selected as a model species. So it will be now used as a foundation for further exploration of these creatures. Apparently, this research was published in the journal Zookies. Yeah, there's a journal called Zookies. I find that fascinating. You know, how in nature, I always like to look at things that humans do or animals do as to what is the evolutionary advantage. You know? I mean, we're supposed to live. And you would think an animal that decides to sacrifice themselves for the better of the good and to have that mentation and to have that passion would have a Darwinian survival of the fittest evolutionary advantage. Because nature would want to create more of those, but unfortunately they die, so they don't really get to make new babies unless they make their babies. And then they kill themselves. I don't know. But, I mean, do we as humans have anything like this? Do we have people out there that would blow themselves up or tear themselves apart to save other people? No. I don't believe we do. We have people that will do that to hurt others. Now, we do have people that have no problem taking a bullet for other people. We see that with our first responders. They will put themselves in harm's way, whether it's a fire, whether it's a bullet, whether it's a, you know. We do have people in the military, so we do have people that will put their lives at risk. But do we, right, as humans, have anybody that will sit there and, you know, tear themselves apart to hopefully thwart predators? Now, somebody would say, well, wait a second, Dahlia. Okay, nothing is going to ooze out of your skin that'll prevent somebody from advancing. They'll just step over you. Well, then, what's happening here with the ants? Aren't these other predators just as smart? If an ant decides to blow himself up, wouldn't you think the predators step over him too? Or fly over him? Or maybe go 2 inches to the left and walk around him? Or maybe it is so damn toxic that they step back. Now, is there anything that disgusting that a human has that may cause a person to turn away? We actually, now, and this is important. You'll see where I'm getting to this. You'll see where I'm going with this. Okay? The human body does exude some disgusting stuff. Okay?
in terms of smell and odor and stuff, right? We pee, we poop, we fart. Why aren't we making weapons such as that? I mean, when I was, you know, growing up as a girl, we were told that, you know, if God forbid we were ever raped, start peeing and pooping on them. Now, I can't poop on demand. I can't. I mean, it takes an act of Congress for me to potty. I mean, I have to have, you know, the right book or magazine or now the right app or game. I need everybody cleared out of the house because if I hear the kids fighting, I can't go. I need the dog to be out of the bathroom because the dog will sneak into the bathroom before I close the door. My cat knows how to open the door of the bathroom, so my cat will just open the door and come in, so I have to lock it. I mean, I have to have a whole ritual, right, before I go potty. But for pee, no, I can pee, drop a hat. And so we're told that one thing you could do to thwart and get rid of a human attacker is to pee or poop on him or even throw up. And that's true. You will get a few seconds of time to flee or do what you need to do, maybe even longer. And we can pee on demand. Some of us can poop. Some of us can burp, fart, whatever. Some of us can throw up. And I'm wondering if maybe we could develop certain types of weapons using these repulsive bodily fluids that may actually deter some assailants rather than, you know, needing to kill him. I think if a bad guy is trying to come into a bank and you cover him in urine, he may decide to go home and take a shower. If he gets a big ball of feces smacked in his face, getting into his eyes, chances are the guy's going to run. Now, I'm not saying do away with guns. Trust me, we need our guns. Okay? I have guns. I've trained with guns. I've had family members in the military, police officers. No, I'm good with that. But maybe, I mean, we make bodily excrement very easily. It's free, very easily to mass produce. Maybe we have weapons. It's not a stupid idea. Follow the ant. Now, speaking of that, we got more news real quickly. They say ants build and set terrifying traps that resemble medieval torture racks. They capture large prey and then they rip them to shreds. Now, these are ants found in treetops in Costa Rica. They're very interesting looking nests. And the ants lie in wait inside a network of tunnels burrowed in the tree trunk. And they wait for unsuspecting prey to pass by, just like kind of a spider does. And then they have these, like, little holes that come out of the ground. And then they, you know, kind of Game of Thrones style attack. They clamp on the leg of the victim, grab them, pull them down, start to feed. Apparently this activity was observed in the ant species Azteca brevis. They found these, I think, back in 1999. And they were employing a unique hunting technique using teamwork. See, I thought ants get, like, food. And then they bring it to the queen ant, and they have an ant hill. I guess, no, I guess they prey on other stuff. So they know how to hide in these little holes. It's pretty cool stuff. I don't know. For some reason, I'm into ants. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the FDA is cracking down on youth access to these e-cigs, especially Juul. We've been talking about how the Juul brand e-cig is very sleek, very cool looking. So these kids are looking like they're walking around with a flash drive. And for those of you that aren't really familiar with flash drives are ways where you can copy files from your computer and take them with you somewhere else. And they've kind of replaced floppy disks. Remember when we would take a floppy disk, even though it really wasn't floppy, and we would, you know, put something on the floppy disk, take the disk with us, and then shove it into a new computer? Well, that's what a flash drive does, okay? But these electronic cigarettes, or these vaping cartridges, now come in a form that look like it's a flash drive.
So these kids are with them in class, showing them off, sticking them in their mouth. I stick my flash drive in my mouth all the time. I love sticking stuff like that in my mouth. I've always stuck things in my mouth. Pens, pencils. I love chewing on pencils. Have you guys ever chewed on a pencil? Your teeth will sink into the yellow, the wood, but it stops you. I love teething. I just do. And then the eraser, I love chewing on erasers. Another thing I like to do is if it's a clean Band-Aid, I like to chew on a Band-Aid. I don't know what it is. I love the smell of a Band-Aid, and it's rubbery, and you can't break through with your teeth. I can gnaw on a Band-Aid. And then you have the little softer. It's got to be a clean one. I wouldn't do that on a used Band-Aid, but that's just me. All right, so anyway, back to these e-cigs. No, it is TMI. It's not TMI. Anyway, the FDA is doing a nationwide undercover blitz targeting the illegal sale of Juul products to minors at both stores and online retailers. That's according to FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb. Juul electronic cigarettes look like computer flash drives, and they have become a favorite. They contain high levels of nicotine. They emit vapors that are hard to see or detect, and so people can suck on them in the middle of class. Last week, a survey found that many young Americans don't even realize that Juuls contain highly addictive nicotine. But just one Juul cartridge has nicotine levels equal to a pack of cigarettes. They say Juul now commands more than half of the e-cig market. It's phenomenal packaging. I mean, having the package, just like Tide Pods. These little Tide Pods, right, that we use to wash a laundry detergent that people have been sticking in their mouth. The packaging is phenomenal. They feel like little baby pillows, and they're so adorable, and they're bright colored. You know, there's so much. I love marketing, and I love, packaging and products, and I just love the art of that and the psychology behind it. And so the Juul is probably one of the most brilliantly created visually products. But it's dangerous because these kids are now getting addicted to e-cigs, and more kids smoke or more kids vape than smoke cigarettes. And many of these kids that vape would have never smoked a cigarette. And I'm going to tell you, I would have been one of them. When I was in school, I did not want to touch a cigarette. I thought they stunk. I thought they looked stupid. They were paper. It's not something I wanted to put in my mouth. I don't like putting paper in my mouth. But Juuls, they look metallic. Even if I had no intention of smoking, there is a good chance that in high school I would have tried a Juul. So we have attracted people who would have never been a consumer. Now, a consumer of a nicotine product. That's what we did when we had the war on tobacco. We needed to do the war on tobacco, but we didn't see this coming. So the FDA is now accelerating its actions, and it is going to blitz. We are talking blitz, finding illegal sales and retailers illegally selling Juuls to minors. Dave Dobbins, chief operating officer of the Truth Initiative, conducted the youth survey, said today's announcement is a step in the right direction, but the FDA needs to accelerate its actions when it comes to regulating e-cigs like Juul and remove flavors known to entice youth. Keeping e-cigs on the market without first evaluating them is putting an entire generation of young people at risk of addiction. They're right about that. Now, those of you that vape will say, whoa, I like my Bananas Foster flavor vaping. I get that. And I got to tell you guys, I have never vaped. But when I heard that there's a Bananas Foster flavor, I seriously considered getting one just to try it. Now, I didn't because I just don't want to get addicted to nicotine. But boy, imagine not gaining weight and getting to have that taste of strawberry margarita in your mouth. Or steak filet mignon. That'd be really yummy. Anyway, the FDA, they say the illegal sale of these Juul products to minors is concerning. In fact, just since the beginning of March, FDA compliance checks have uncovered 40 violations for illegal sales of Juul products to youth. The FDA has issued 40 warnings for those violations,
and they are going to make similar actions based on their ongoing blitz. I love when people use football terms. So, the FDA is going to ask manufacturers they are going to ask to make or show products for documents that could help explain why kids find the product so appealing. So they're going to ask the company, why do kids like your product? That's always kind of unsettling to me, though. It's kind of unsettling to ask a company to hurt themselves. I feel funny about that, you know? Like, having tobacco companies put up a picture of somebody who had to have a tracheotomy because of throat cancer. I just don't like the concept of you being asked to commit suicide or you being asked to hurt yourself. I don't like that when the government asks you to do that. If the government says, stop it, no more fancy flavors, that's one thing. But to ask a company to turn around and either advertise against themselves or to tell us why, I don't know. I just get a little funny about that. So anyway, something does have to be done. This e-cig epidemic is huge. And, you know, I was okay with it as a doctor for people doing it for a short period of time to get off cigarettes. But people now do that as a routine sort of habit. And it's dangerous. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got some interesting news here. They say 1 in 10 people have no idea they're overweight. 1 in 10 people have no idea that they are obese. Now, this comes from a study in Britain. Study came from UCL and Cancer Research UK, published in the British Medical Journal, Open. And they found that most people who are obese are in denial about it. Actually, it's the opposite. Let me correct myself. Now that I read this, it says 10% of clinically obese people actually admit they have a weight problem. So I apologize. So 90% of people don't. Researchers analyzed survey results from 2007 to 2012 and found that of 2,000 adults, 11% of obese women accepted the fact that they were obese, 7% of men acknowledged it, but only 10% of participants knew that they were at the BMI threshold for obesity, which is a BMI of over 30. Those who did were more likely to class themselves as such once they knew. Now, what's going on? Well, we have been teaching people to not mentally psych themselves out. We've taught them to post Facebook photos making them look skinny. We've shown people how to Photoshop. So even if somebody is obese, because we're so worried about depression and suicide and mental anguish, we aren't hammering it in people's heads that they could be fat. I'm overweight. I should be a hell of a lot skinnier than I am. Do I want to be told that? No, I don't. No, nobody does. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. They say cannabis users can now test how high they are. Why? There's a new app. And the app, according to Daily Mail, is called M.I. Stoned. It was designed by the University of Chicago. It's an app called M.I. Stoned. It makes sense. So researchers have developed a prototype which helps cannabis users understand how the drug is affecting them through a series of tasks. You can do it on a computer and an iPhone. And I guess it will
give you like a memory game, a reaction game, a coordination test. You could also do that for probably drinking too. You probably use it for a variety of things. Sleep deprivation. So in their test study, they asked 24 healthy participants who did not use cannabis daily to take a pill containing either a placebo, which is like a pretend marijuana, or up to 15 milligrams of tetrahydrocannabinol. 15 milligrams of tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC, is the psychedelic component in marijuana that make you high. Now, neither participants nor the researchers knew who received what, so that's called a double-blind study. Single-blinded study is where the test subject is given something. They don't know what it is, but the tester knows what they gave them. We don't like to do a lot of those because we want to rule out bias. So we do a double-blind study where the person handing out the placebo or the THC has no idea who's getting what. And this way they can't make an eye twitch or, accidentally smile or anything like that. So anyway, so it was a double-blinded study. So experts successfully detected impairments from THC using three of the four computer tasks and one iPhone task. Harriet DeWitt, professor of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neuroscience at the University of Chicago, led the research for the app, and this aims to improve drug safety. She says one of her long-term goals is for the app to improve the safety of cannabis use by making individual users more aware of their impairment. By gathering data from users in the field, the app will also contribute to the overall scientific knowledge of how cannabis affects users. So the tasks involve tapping icons on the phone for 20 seconds, a simple memory coordination game, and a testing reaction time game. The team found that on average, stoned people were slower than the control group. Obviously, more testing needs to be done, but THC has been known to affect people's reaction time. So, I think it's fascinating that people can play this game. I think it is an excellent move in the right direction. Do I think, though, the average person is going to stop everything, load up the app, and do that before they want to drive to work? I mean, I like the movie Ted. So, I don't know if you guys remember the movie Ted. Mark Wahlberg is sitting there getting high with Ted, the teddy bear. And they're on the couch, and all of a sudden, Mark Wahlberg goes, oh my gosh, I was supposed to be at work like half hour ago or whatever. We need to bail. And then Ted goes, I'll drive. Because apparently, the Mark Wahlberg character didn't think he was able to drive. And they had just gotten stoned. So the teddy bear drives him to work. Do you predict, in that scenario, either one of them stopping to do the app? I don't. That's just me. So, yes, cool that there's an app. I think that's fascinating. I'm very excited by it, but I just don't see it being very, shall we say, practical. All right, chocolate. I love chocolate. I'm still scared to death that in the next 12 years there's supposed to be a huge shortage of it. So I am eating as much as I can now so I don't go through withdrawal. But a new study by Loma Linda, all right, is looking at how much dark chocolate do you really, how dark does chocolate have to be for you to get health benefits? And they found that if you were 70% cocoa with dark chocolate, you're going to hit the health benefits then. Obviously, the darker the chocolate, the better. Now, Hershey's dark chocolate is not considered dark chocolate. It's crispier, right? Makes a snap. It's darker than milk chocolate. Probably has less milk. It's damn tasty. But that's not what we're talking about. Then there's like that Ghirardelli square, right, of dark chocolate. I forget what the percentage is. But it doesn't taste that good. Isn't that like a 40%? I have to double check. But they say the darkest chocolate bars on the market will be better for your health. Dark chocolate is supposed to boost your immune system, help your heart, memory. But this is the first study to look at how those effects change depending on the type of bar you're eating. More than 70% cocoa, according to Loma Linda University, was the concentration that started to boost the brain and cardiovascular system. It increased blood flow, reduced inflammation.
and that in turn, those who eat the darkest chocolate have lower levels of stress and stronger immunity. But I don't like dark chocolate. I like milk chocolate. So, now that we know we got to be at least 70%, it'll help our cognition, our memory, our mood, help prevent dementia, depression, heart disease, diabetes, because dark chocolate isn't very sugary. It's bitter. They say it also helped our neuroplasticity. That's where your brain connections, I guess, seem to work better or are more boosted. Helps improve memory. They actually did an EEG, an electroencephalogram, putting these skull caps on patients, recorded electric signals 30 minutes and 2 hours after they consumed the 70% dark chocolate, about 48 grams of which. And they found it enhanced the neuroplasticity of the brain, which may mean that before you take a test, you eat some dark chocolate. The only problem is you'd eat it a half hour before or 2 hours before. They say people who ate chocolate every day were found to have better attention spans. Again, I'm thinking they're dark, talking in the dark, you know, because then you got the flavonoids and stuff. They found them to have better working memory, a better speed and verbal fluency. They also found women who ate chocolate after a night without sleep experienced lower levels of brain impairments. So if you had a bad night's sleep and you ate some chocolate, you would do better in the morning. So, all right, dark chocolate. That's got to be dark, dark, dark chocolate. Over-the-counter acid reflux drugs. This is another study saying the same thing we've reported earlier, but we got to remind everybody. These PPIs could put you at risk for pneumonia. They say over-the-counter acid reflux drugs to treat heartburn may cause pneumonia. If you took PPIs for at least a year, you are more likely to have the inflammatory lung condition. Why? Well, they think it neutralizes stomach acid. And stomach acid is an effective barrier against infection. Now, these PPIs have been phenomenal in preventing esophageal cancer, healing ulcers, etc. I had esophageal ulcers, and the PPIs help with that. But they have been associated with bone fractures, infections in the gut, depression, dementia. They say previous research found 40% of elderly people taking these PPIs, right? Or they say that they found 40% do take it. 85% may not even need to be taking them. Now, they think also guinea pigs could give you pneumonia. There was a study saying guinea pigs are making people sick. This came out last fall. They say two women and one man, all in their 30s, were developing life-threatening pneumonia. This was in the Netherlands. And they believe it was from their little guinea pigs. The man had two guinea pigs, and one of the female patients had 25 guinea pigs. They say another woman worked at a vet clinic where she cares for guinea pigs. Guinea pigs, she got pink eye, nasal inflammation. And they found the bacteria that they were growing in the lungs were tracing back to the guinea pigs. So not only does your stomach medicine, but your guinea pig does too. We're just screwed. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.